Dan.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And breaking news this hour, Eskom has announced that Stage 2 load shedding will be implemented at 4 p.m. this afternoon. The blackouts are expected to last until 10 p.m. on Thursday. The power utility says it's due to a delay in return of the generation units after a number of unplanned breakdowns. And the death toll from a horrific crash in northern KwaZulu-Natal over the weekend has risen to 9. 8 people died on the scene after a collision between a tow truck and light delivery vehicle on the N2 near Impangeni. 16 others survived the crash. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabazintle Sibiya.
Sadly, yesterday afternoon, during our consultation with families in Ward 3 and Ward 2 in Umtubatuba local municipality, another church member succumbed to severe injuries and passed away at Ngwelezane Hospital.
And unemployment in South Africa has increased in the first quarter of 2025. Statistics South Africa has just announced the quarterly labor force survey. It shows that 291,000 more people are without jobs in the country, an increase of 1 percentage point. Stats SA's Risenga Maluleke says the country's official unemployment rate now increases from 31.9% recorded in the last quarter of 2024.
The 8.2 million people who would have, these are people who are actively looking for employment. They represent an unemployment rate of 32.9%, which becomes our headline number. A rate for unemployment as of the first quarter of 2025. We also look at the not economically active in their entirety. We are saying that students, quarter on quarter changes, we lost about 206,000. The others went up, 7,000 were discouraged work seekers.
AfriForum has written to National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola over renewed delays at the Central Firearms Register. The civil rights group says applicants are left vulnerable, with some waiting for months for feedback on firearm license applications. AfriForum's Jocks Brudreik says they are demanding transparency over the 30 million rand allocated to improve the Central Firearms Register system.
It is unacceptable that law-abiding citizens are left vulnerable due to bureaucratic inefficiency. AfriForum has been approached by many people who have been waiting for months without any proper feedback on their applications. Despite past assurances that this process would be streamlined, the reality seems to paint a very different picture.
And abroad, 14 people have died in northern India and 6 are in a critical condition after drinking moonshine. Hundreds of people die every year in India from drinking cheap alcohol made in backstreet distilleries. To increase its potency, the liquor is often spiked with methanol that can cause blindness, liver damage, and death. Your top story this hour, Eskom has announced that Stage 2 load shedding will be implemented at 4 p.m. this afternoon. The blackouts are expected to last until 10 p.m. on Thursday. For more on this and other news stories, you can head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.